I don't know. I never seen nobody with it, but I think it works in the throat.
Okay, what about a disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
That's yellow jaundice.
Okay. And when you have your appendix taken out, you say that you've had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Okay. Is there anything people used to call that?
I don't know. Okay. That disease used to kill everybody.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that at the hospital?
No, that's it. You know, the better doctors used to be. I had my appendix taken out and gallbladder at the same time.
God. That sounds
painful. Oh, I'd like to die. They thought I was going to die to see it. But I'm just a piece of somebody. I just ain't well. And I just thank the Lord I'm living like I am.
Yeah. Okay, if you ate something that didn't agree with you, it wouldn't stay down, you'd say you had the...
Bomber?
Huh?
I say bomber.
Okay. Any other...
I heard people say puke.
That's
old time,
yeah. Does that sound not as nice?
No, that ain't, don't sound nice. You don't hear nobody say that now.
Yeah.
Everybody around here says vomit.
Yeah.
Hospitals and everything.
Okay, if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick?
Oh, yes.
Where?
They're just sick at the stomach.
Okay. Suppose you had gotten some pretty exciting news, and right after you got the news, you went across the street and told your neighbor the news. And someone asked you, why did you go over there? You'd say, well, I went over there
to tell about some so-and-so being sick.
Okay. Suppose you invite somebody to come see you this evening. You say, now, if he doesn't come, I'd be disappointed.
Be disappointed.
I what?
Be disappointed.
Okay, you say I...
I'll look for him. He didn't come or something.
Okay, would you say I shall be disappointed?
No, I said I was disappointed he didn't come. Now, I told him if he didn't come, I would be disappointed.
Okay. You might tell someone, now, anytime you can come over, you know we'll be...
Be at home.
Or we'll be what?
Looking for you.
We'll be what?
Expecting you.
To see you. We'll be... You say we'll be proud to see
you? You'll be glad to see you.
Okay, would you say proud?
No.
Who says that?
Mm-hmm. I've heard that back when I grew up, but I don't say that no more.
Why not? Does it sound...
It just sounds different.
Yeah. Okay, if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, going over to her house a lot and so forth, like he had serious intentions, you know, you'd say that
Well, I guess he's interested in her.
Okay. Would you use the word courting?
Yeah, I say I guess the fix is get married.
Yeah. Would you say courting, though?
Well, I used to say that, but I don't know.
What do people used to say?
They used to say out there courting and dating. I say about dating, and they used to say go together.
Yeah, okay. In this case, he would be called her...
Boyfriend.
Okay.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay, what would they use those words when you were growing up?
No, they didn't use that. They just called that going together. Now they've changed over the boyfriend, the girlfriend,
yeah.
Changed.
Did they talk about a boyfriend when you were growing up?
No, a sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Okay.
That's her sweetheart, did say.
Yeah. Okay, if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, you'd say he'd been
loving the girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any old-fashioned words? Like,
no.
You say he's been kissing, but any old-fashioned?
No, I don't know. But you know, way back when I was young, didn't have no lipstick.
Yeah. Well, what word would you use for that?
When they come back a lipstick on?
Yeah.
I just say, I guess he's been out with his girlfriend.
Yeah, would you say kissing? Or?
Yeah, loving her some way.
Or, what was that word?
I guess it'd be a loving.
Okay. You wouldn't say kissing then?
Yeah, I guess so.